but the Allies are there. From many Asian cities came these lances, and it is they who hedge me out and hinder me from plundering the fortress town of Troy. Under great Zeus, 9 years have passed away, making ship timbers rot, old tackle fray, while overseas our wives and children still await us in our halls. And yet the mission on which we came is far from being done. Well and good, let us act on what I say. Retreat! Embark for our own fatherland! We cannot hope any longer to take Troy. He made their hearts leap in their breasts, the rank and file, who had no warning of his plan. And all that throng, aroused, began to surge as ground swells do on dark Icarian deeps under the south and east wind heeling down from Father Zeus's cloudland. Or a field of standing grain, when wind puffs from the west, cross it in billows, and the tasseled ears are bent and tossed. Just so moved this assembly. Shouting confusedly, they all began to scramble for the ships. High in the air a dust cloud from their scuffling rose. Commands rang back and forth to man the cables, haul the black ships to the salt immortal sea. They cleared the launching ways, their hearts on home, and shouts went up as props were pulled away. Thus, overriding their own destiny, the Argives might have had their voyage homeward, had Hera not resorted to Athena and cried, "Can you believe it? Tireless daughter of Zeus, who bears the shield of cloud, will they put out for home this way, the Argives, embarking on the broad back of the sea? How could they now abandon Helen, princess of Argos, leave her in Priam's hands, the boast of every Trojan? Helen, for whom Achaeans died by thousands far from home. Oh, go down through the ranks of men-at-arms in your mild way, dissuade them, one by one, from hauling out their graceful ships to sea." The grey-eyed goddess Athena obeyed her. Diving swifter than wind, down from the crests of Olympus to earth amid the long ships. There she found Odysseus, peer of Zeus in stratagems, holding his ground. He had not touched the prow of his black ship, not he, for anguish filled him, heart and soul. And halting near him now, the grey-eyed goddess made her plea to him. "Son of Laertes and the gods of old, Odysseus, master mariner and soldier, must all of you take oars in the long ships in flight to your old country? Leaving Helen in Priam's hands, that Argive grace to be the boast of every Trojan? Helen for whom Achaeans died by thousands far from home? No, no, take heart and go among the men in your mild way, dissuade them one by one from hauling out their graceful ships to sea.